how do you kind of balance out all of some of the good things that happened in this game with kind of the end result and how it kind of...
I don't get the question. What do you mean, how do you balance it out?
I mean, when you look at this game, obviously there were a lot of good things that happened.
Yeah.
But the end result of it.
Yeah, it was... This is a stinger. Like, we should never leave this game with 0 points. We probably should have left with 2. So that's just, it happens in this game. It happens when you play 2 games. Unfortunately for us, it's happening a lot early in the season. But this group should close that game out. And we didn't. So that's probably a little bit of a concern.
As you talk about building and the process and everything, like, where do you put a game like that in the process of getting to where you want to
be? It's, well, I don't know. Whole season's a process, so I guess it'll fit somewhere, but it's, lesson learned, I guess. Again, it's just, yeah, probably take things for granted, you know, with this team, just for the past decade, what's gone on, and early on in this first week and a half, 2 weeks, it's not going the way we're used to it going, and you have to fight through it. You got to man up, and you know, there's a lot of guys on the ice that dress every night. They've done a lot of great things for us. Maybe there's a little bit more load on their shoulders, but it's on them. Like, they gotta stand up. They've been in this room for a long time, and they gotta lead this team to victory. And tonight we just didn't do that.
Does the past successes give you the benefit of doubt that no one?
No, like, I don't know, so what have you done for me lately? And you know, past success was last year before that. It's not this year, and so you know, there's new guys on this team that they need to be led, and the way we do things, and it's 10 minutes after a tough loss for us. So are there things we can learn from this game? There's no question, but we're better than that.
It's hard to make generalizations this early in the season, but looking at some of the games that you guys have had, would you maybe say that there is a little bit of struggle closing games out?
Well, we haven't had the lead in any games. We didn't have the lead in the Ranger game. We didn't have the lead in the Pitt game. We had the lead in Columbus game, and we closed them out. And tonight we had the lead and didn't close them out. So it's you got to get the lead first. And we've been chasing the game a lot, but tonight we weren't chasing the game. But we were chasing it in the third. And you look over at their bench, and there was a whole lot of life on that bench in the third period. And you look down on our bench, and there wasn't any. So that that probably lies a little bit of the issue of maybe there's some expectations that we think, just throw your stick on the ice and we're gonna be okay, and it's just not the case, especially in this new year.
What's the take of making his debut for Bruce?
Did everything you want a defenseman. Made the passes we wanted, he didn't get beat. If you go through the tape, are there gonna be a mistake or two? I'm sure there are, but he should be really pleased with, stepping in the NHL and playing a game like he did tonight. So it was good for him.
The 5-on-5 numbers have not been good this year. There were a lot of opportunities tonight, though. Did it feel like there was some improvement, at least in that area?
We had chances to score. I'm fairly certain the analytics for both teams will sit here and say we had more chances. But it's not about, how many you score. We didn't need any more. We had the 2 and we were done. We didn't need to score any more goals. You can sit here and say, if we would have got the next one, that would have put Philly away. That's not how it works. You have to defend your way to wins. And that's what we had to do, and we didn't do it. And in the third period, you could arguably say, we kind of changed the way we played it, but we started giving up the odd man rushes. We started pressing when we didn't have to. And in the end, we'd taken an extended long shift. We probably could have changed. We didn't. We stayed out there, we turned it over and ended up in our net. And so those are the things that, you have to learn every single year. You have to reprogram into your brain of the things you have to do. But it was just how we just let that one slip away, it's slip away. That's not our style.
Good. Yeah.